previously on Heroes.
No matter what happens in your world, you can always come back to this one.
I know. I'll find my way.
Nice to meet you.
Mom, this is Emma.
She's gonna kill thousands of people. It will be a bloodbath.
Tell me exactly what you saw.
You cannot save her.
But someone else can.
People think that dreaming the future is a gift. They're wrong.
I don't want to be alone, and somehow you're supposed to help me.
I can only imagine what having a bunch of excuses could do to someone's humanity.
In order to become human again, he has to get rid of all of his powers.
Gretchen becomes Syla.
Now, is that so hard? I'm Gabriel, friend of Matt's.
I'm sorry, he's not here right now.
Is there any way that you could tell me where he is? It's really important that I speak with him.
This is your fantasy. This isn't my life. Something wrong, sir?
Yes, something is wrong.
A town collapses. Chapter 16, The Art of Deception. Samuel comes out of his trailer with a blanket over his shoulders, looking worn and haggard. As he walks through the carnival, he notices people watching him warily and moving away from him. He joins Lydia, who's sitting at a table.
It's quiet. Where is everyone?
Carnival is closed, Samuel. Everybody saw what you did to that town.
They're afraid of me.
Can you blame them? We finally have a home here. A place to make a life. It's what we wanted. It's what you told us that you wanted.
You don't trust me anymore, do you? You haven't for a long time.
So show me why I should.
He pushes her hand away from his.
Part of trust is faith, Lydia. It must be very hard for you to come by when you can steal a look into someone's very soul with just a touch. After all I've done for you, for all of them, I'm the villain. And you, it seems, have become the empath to replace Joseph. Everyone's looking to you now for their voice, aren't they? What have you been telling them?
Nobody respects you anymore.
And I'm gonna win it back. I love them. I need them. And I'll do whatever I have to do to prove my worth.
He stands over Lydia before walking away, leaving her looking thoughtful. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Emma's playing a cello, and coloured lights flash manically. There's blood on the strings. Images of the carnival flash by. Syla.
Don't worry. I'm here to save you.
Peter wakes from the nightmare and sits up in bed. He rests his head in his hands for a moment, rubs his face, then gets up and makes a call on his mobile.
Hey, it's Peter Petrelli. Is Emma Coolidge there? Look, it's important. Just, yeah, I already went by her place. She's not there. Look, if you see her, call me, okay? Yeah, thanks.
Peter sits down again.
Ma?
Matt carries some shopping home.
Janice, honey, you home? Janice?
Wow. Haven't you ever heard of making two trips?
Oh, God. Are you back inside my head?
That's so 2 months ago. Here, let me give you a hand. Calm down, Parkman. If I wanted you dead, we wouldn't be talking.
Then what the hell do you want?
It's complicated. My life's taken a turn since our time together. I suppose you could say I'm on a fact-finding mission.
Matt, honey!
Janice!
Hey, I thought you'd be at work by now.
Well, I took Maddie to daycare and my client canceled, so lucky I was home because your friend Gabriel was in the neighborhood. He is full of stories.
Stories?
From when we were partners on the force.
So I figured that you guys would like to catch up, so I put a little late lunch together.
Ugh, looks so good, thank you. Parkman, take a load off, have a nosh. We really need to catch up.
Outside Bennett's apartment, Washington, D.C.
You know, this is probably not a good time. In fact, it's not even a big deal. It's over. I don't need to tell him.
You kind of do. A super-powered serial killer shapeshifted into a co-ed and then made a pie chart of your life.
It wasn't a pie chart. It was more like a...
Whatever. You have to tell your dad.
Really? Because when Siler killed my real dad, he didn't tell me.
I know. You're right. But you...
I know. How long are you gonna hold a grudge? The whole silent treatment is getting old. We were in a good place before all this.
Gretchen squeezes her hand.
Do you want me to come with?
Yes. No. This is something I have to do alone.
I could wait.
It's probably gonna be a while. The list of things we have to talk about, Siler. The cover-up of my dad's death. Let's not forget about the carnival. I'm sure there's plenty my dad's been wanting to say about that.
Yeah. Well, good luck. You're gonna feel better when it's all over with. Or if not, at least you'll be caffeinated.
Claire smiles and gets out of the car. She looks up at the building for a moment, then back at Gretchen, who waves her on encouragingly. Inside, Claire walks up to Noah's apartment door, carrying a tray with two takeaway drinks on it. Lauren opens it.
Claire!
Lauren, hey. You gonna let me in?
Yeah, of course.
She pushes the door wide open, and Claire walks warily into the room.
Where's my dad?
He just stepped out for a moment.
Brought some coffee. Thought it was time to talk things over with him.
She sees a map of the carnival on the table.
I'm sorry, but why are you here exactly?
Oh, your father and I are...
No, that's not what I was talking about. I mean, you have Primatech files and satellite maps, and this is everything that my dad said that he would put behind him.
Claire, I'm just trying to help a friend.
Friends do dinners and movies. Okay, you want to help? You tell my dad whatever it is that he's doing here, he needs to stop.
I wish it was that simple.
Why? What's going on?
There was an incident. It was Samuel Sullivan.
Lauren brings up a satellite image, covers up something on the desk map, then changes a second monitor.
What did he do?
They're saying it was a landslide, but we know it was Samuel.
Wait, you think he buried that town? Can he even do that?
He gains more power the more specials he has around. 200 are dead and they're still digging out the bodies.
What are you planning to do?
You know, your dad's gonna be back any minute. Why don't you just take
a... Actually, I have class. But it looks like you guys have this under control, so just... Tell him I stopped by.
Claire, wait.
Enjoy the coffee.
Claire.
Claire pauses to think in the corridor. At Matt's.
I've always loved the black and whites. Are they still Maddie's favorite?
How do you know that?
Well, like I said, Parkman and I used to be pretty tight back in the day. We went through addiction counseling together and faced our mutual demons.
You know what, honey? I'm gonna show Gabe here what I've been doing in the basement.
Ah, yes. The wonderful world of Matt's projects. You're gonna love it down there.
I'm sure I will.
Matt shows him to a door, then follows Sila down some stairs into the basement.
You're on a fact-finding mission? What the hell does that mean?
I had to make sure I remembered it right. Husband and father. You've really figured out a way to live with your ability. You know, you may not believe this, but in some ways, you're actually stronger than I am.
Look, I'm not afraid of you. Okay, so if this is about revenge...
Well, after what you did to me, I was tempted. But I don't want to be that person anymore. I need you to go inside my head again.
You're serious? Oh, wow, you are insane.
If I am, it's because that's what my powers have made me. I can't live with them anymore, Bartman. So you need to take them away.
You want me to... How am I supposed to do that?
Create a mental block? Repress them? I don't really care, to be honest. All I know is that once I'm free from the temptation of my ability...
Mm-hmm. You're going to be normal? I'm sorry. That ship sailed, what, 50 murders ago?
I'm asking nicely.
The last time that I was inside your head, you turned my life into a living hell. What makes you think I'm going to risk that?
Janice and the kid. I really do want to change. But I'm insane. Remember? And all I have to do is point.
Fine, I will try. But you have to let Janice go.
Consider a gesture of good faith.
Matt walks round Sila and jogs back up the stairs. Sila waits and listens, then follows him up. Angela's apartment, New York.
Hey, Mom. What's wrong?
Oh, it's Nathan. The stonecutters called. They needed the final wording for his headstone, and I didn't know what to say. I guess it's the finality of it. I mean, they're just words, but when you write them down, when you etch them in stone.
I know, Mom.
Maybe it was selfish of me, Peter, but I just needed to see you. I needed to be sure you were okay.
Because of your vision. I had the dream too, Mom. I saw all the people. And Siler, I think he was trying to help Emma. You saw that too?
Whatever this vision is, Peter, remember this. One isolated act does not make Siler your friend's savior.
Angela crosses the room and puts a framed photograph of Nathan up on the side.
I need you to help me find him, Mom. I know you know where he is.
Siler's never been far from my thoughts. But I'm begging you, don't go. He murdered Nathan, and the last time you faced him, he almost killed you.
Mom, Emma's in trouble. People's lives are at stake. Nathan would never turn his back on them, and you know that I can't either.
With one arm round her shoulders, Peter looks steadily at Angela, who closes her eyes and nods. Claire and Gretchen are back in their room.
This is gonna end badly. Samuel is crazy. My dad's gonna take him down, and there's no way this is gonna end well.
What? What do you want me to say?
Well, what do you think I should do?
I don't know. You've got a humanities lecture in 20 minutes. Here's a crazy idea. Maybe you should go to class for once.
Did you hear anything I just said?
I did. Yeah, all of it. But I mean, what are you really gonna do, Claire? Your dad was right about the carnival. You never should have gone there.
Samuel is a bad guy, yes, but the rest of the carnival is all family and children.
and they just want to live their lives being open about their abilities.
I thought you said that they were giving Samuel his power.
But they don't know that.
You were only there for one day. How could you possibly know for sure?
I need to borrow your car.
No.
I thought you would back me up on this.
You say you want a normal life, right? Just let your dad handle it. Come on, please, just come to class with me. Or not. Bring it back full.
Claire walks out with the car keys. Noah's waiting anxiously on his phone at home.
She's not answering.
She said she had a class.
Claire, call me as soon as you get this. You shouldn't have let her go without talking to me first.
What was I supposed to do? Drag her by her hair and lock her in your closet? What do you want to do?
We go. Samuel's escalating his attacks. We can't afford to sit around and wait to see what he's going to do next.
You're right, but you're also emotional. Look, this Samuel is a threat, and not just to Claire. You go in with less than 100% focus.
I can handle this. You don't have to worry about me.
That's not an option anymore.
Noah stops short and smiles at her.
Let's go.
Claire's walking through the carnival at night and finds Lydia sitting in her tent.
Claire, we need to talk.
What are you doing here?
Your father is coming for Samuel. To kill him? Claire, if Samuel finds out he's...
I know, that's why I came ahead. I have seen things like this go wrong before, and I don't want my dad or anyone else getting hurt. But we don't have a lot of time.
Lydia pulls Claire to one side and they talk. Eli's standing behind the far end of the trailer, having seen them together.
Samuel will never go for it. He'll never turn himself in.
We have to try.
Claire, he is not listening to me, to anyone. If your father is really on his way, I should get Amanda.
Then what, Lydia? Run away? Has it come to that?
Can't say I blame you. What I did to that town, all those people. Claire, I'd hoped you'd have a better reason to come back to us.
How could you do that?
I don't know what I was thinking. I wish I could take it all back. There's so many other things. Joseph.
He turns and looks out at the carnival people.
Did I ever tell you the first carnival act that Joseph and I ever saw was the trapeze? The way they flung themselves in the air, we both thought they had powers just like us. But when we went backstage, the man told us the only power he had was gravity. No matter how high he went, it was always there to catch him. I've come to realize that gravity is different things to people. For much of my life, Joseph was mine. I've been losing my way. And now even my own family is afraid of me. The only strength I have left.
You have to take responsibility. You have to turn yourself over.
To your father. He's not exactly known for his mercy.
If you give yourself up, he will not hurt you, I promise.
Please, Samuel, listen to her.
If you care about this family, then protect them.
Hidden up on the hill, Noah's watching the carnival through the crosshairs of a rifle while Lauren uses binoculars.
There's Samuel on the midway.
He gets him in his sights.
Got him.
And follows him as he walks along.
Wait a second. Is that Claire? At 2 o'clock.
Noah sweeps the rifle and finds her. He watches through the crosshairs as she stops, takes out her phone, and holds it to her ear. Noah gets his mobile from his pocket and shows it to Lauren before answering.
Hello, Claire.
Dad, where are you?
Close. I heard you stopped by earlier. Thanks for the coffee. What's the situation there?
Samuel wants to surrender.
Really? Why?
To protect his family. He's willing to turn himself over as long as the rest of the carnival stays safe and under the grid.
And you trust him?
If there is a chance that we can do this without anyone getting hurt, don't we have to try? that it's the best plan. All right, you get Samuel and nobody gets hurt.
All right. Tell him to meet us in the field outside of the carnival. I'll see you soon.
Lauren looks at Noah in disbelief.
He's surrendering.
And you think he's just going to give himself up?
I don't know, but Claire seems to think so, and I have to trust her.
It's done. He wants you to meet him in the field.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
What? If it's a setup, you're just going to get a better shot at him out in the open, away from everybody.
Wait a second. I'll go down and walk him out. Keep him in the crosshairs.
Hey. Be careful.
Lauren stands up and, wearing all black, starts making her way down the hill while Noah re-aims his rifle and gets Samuel back in his sights. He watches as Samuel turns to face Claire, gently strokes her arm, then starts walking through the gathered crowd of people. Lauren makes her way down the hill and through the trees towards the carnival. Noah keeps Samuel in his crosshairs as he stands up on a box and turns to face his people, who are all watching him eagerly and waiting for him to speak.
I know my recent actions have caused some of you to question where it is my heart lies. I regret what I've done. I acted impulsively, and that has brought one of them, an agent, to our door.
What?
It's okay. It's okay. They just want me. Claire has helped arrange a peaceful surrender.
No.
I'll go with them. No, please. Listen. I know everyone will not agree to this decision, but it's the only way. The safety of each and every one of you and keeping this family together is what matters most to me. And if that means I have to leave, so be it.
Samuel's shot in the shoulder and falls to the ground. Lauren runs back towards the hills. The carnival people disperse. And as Claire looks around, she's shot in the neck. Bullets fly around the carnival. Claire and Samuel lean on either side of some crates, nursing their wounds. Noah watches Claire through his gun sights as she looks around at Samuel, who's still alive. At Matt's...
All right, Parkman. I did my part. I let Janice walk. Now it's your turn.
I know. I said I would try.
Matt goes and stands in front of him, takes a deep breath, and touches Silas' temple with his fingertips. He snatches his hand away and doubles over in pain.
Nothing's changed. I know you can do this, Parkman. What's wrong?
I don't know. Okay.
He tries it again, and it fails again. But this time, Janice walks in behind them.
I can't.
Try again.
Maybe it's not me. Sorry, come on, maybe it's you. Maybe you're just fighting it. Maybe you really don't want to let go of these powers.
No! You're lying!
I'm not lying!
Matt, what's going on?
No, stop! No, please! Oh, God, please let her go! Hey, look at me! Come on, let her go. She had nothing to do with this. Come on, let her go. I'll try again, come on.
That's not good enough. You see what you made me do?
Hey! I don't even know if I can do this for you, come on.
Maybe you need a little more motivation. You will purge me of these powers, Parkman. Or I will use them. I will use them all. And trust me, I can get really creative.
No. Noah's still watching the carnival chaos through his gun sight, but it's not him that's firing. As he stands up, the shooting continues. He looks around frantically, finds its origin, and spots the gunman standing in the bushes to his right. It's Eli. Lauren's hit as she tries to run back and falls to the ground. Noah shoots Eli, who vanishes. Eli's beside Noah and knocks him out with the butt of his gun. Claire pulls the bullet out of her neck with bloody fingers. Samuel, who's lying near her shaking, clutches his wounded shoulder. Eric.
Samuel! Come quickly!
Samuel struggles to his feet and is helped along by Damien towards Lydia, who's been shot.
No.
You need to put pressure on the wound. I need your help. Come on.
Claire and Eric run off. In the darkness, Lauren sits herself up against a tree, also clutching her wounded shoulder. She looks towards the noise, terrified, and waits as Eli walks past her with Noah slung over his shoulders. She pulls out a pistol and aims it as he walks off, but her hand shakes so much she can't fire and drops the weapon instead. At the carnival, the front of Lydia's white dress is drenched with blood. Samuel sits her up in his arms and holds her as she struggles to breathe.
You wanted to know what was in my heart.
He bends down and kisses her on the lips. Lydia objects, and when he pulls away, she struggles to speak.
You did this.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. They needed a villain. Someone worse than me. You gave that to them. Thank you.
He kisses her on the forehead, then sits back and she looks up at him wide-eyed as the life slowly drains away from her.
She's gone.
The tattoos fade from her body. Samuel slowly lowers Lydia down to the ground as the rest of the carnival people look on. Some of them stare in shock. Others have faces etched with pain and grief. Lydia lies still on the straw-covered ground, her white dress stained blood red. Later, Claire's on her mobile, pacing anxiously.
Come on, Dad. Pick up, please.
She stops and stares when she sees Samuel coming out of a trailer. She frowns as he walks up to her.
Samuel!
Dad.
I found him on the hill. With this! Oh.
He holds up Noah's rifle.
Are you okay?
Claire, I didn't do it. I didn't shoot.
Murderer!
You brought him here. You're one of them.
Hey, back off!
Eric controls her arms, and the other man produces a ball of fire.
No, don't hurt them.
We're better than this.
Everyone watches Samuel.
Take him to the House of Mirrors. Tie him up.
Two of the carnival people drag Noah away. Eli stands by Claire.
That her?
My trailer.
Two Eli's carry her away.
Dad! Dad! Let go! Samuel! He didn't do it!
But Matt...
If you hurt her, I swear to God.
That's the problem, isn't it? One cruel thought is all it takes. These powers make it so easy. I understand that, believe me. But you don't have to use them like this.
Except I do. The powers are me now. You've been there, dealt with the abilities, the constant temptation. Tell me, how do you compartmentalize? How do you keep them from overwhelming the rest of your life?
You start by accepting the fact that you're more than just your abilities. Come on, we're people first. Please, let her go.
Sila looks over at Janice, who's still pinned to the wall by his power, then releases her.
I'll try to do what you want, but you gotta give me a couple minutes, make sure she's okay.
Last chance, Bergman.
Come on. It's okay. Come on.
That was silent, wasn't it?
I'm so sorry. This is crazy. He wants me to take away his powers and make him normal. Meanwhile, I looked inside his head long enough to realize that he's serious, but I can't get what he wants.
Well, forget what he wants. I've worked with monsters like this. He's broken inside, Matt. We have to bury him so that he cannot hurt anyone else.
Yeah, okay. Just go. Go. And don't come back until I call you.
She runs off.
All right, get on with it.
You were right. I was holding back. It's all about motivation.
Matt puts his hand to Sila's forehead with more determination.
What if I told you that I can be special? But to do it, I'd have to hurt a lot of people, should I?
No, you can never hurt anyone.
The past flashes by, people screaming, people in pain. Matt lets go.
I don't feel any different.
Try something, go ahead. On me, come on.
Silas stands up and faces Matt. He holds a hand out to him, but nothing happens.
You did it. My powers are gone.
No, they're not gone. They're just buried somewhere that you can never get to them. You threatened my family for the last time.
What did you do?
I know exactly what scares you, Gabriel. And it's being alone with your immortality.
What did you do to me?
I have trapped you inside your twisted mind. You're going to be alone, Siler, very much alone, in this nightmare that will last forever. And the best part about it is that when I leave here, you're not going to remember what I did, and you're going to live every empty day like it's real.
You said you'd help me.
Yeah, well, I guess there's still a little you left inside me. Because I lied.
Enjoy hell.
Matt disappears.
Parkman?
Silas steps through the apartment.
Parkman?
Now he's slumped with his eyes closed against the bare grey concrete of a small recess in the wall of Matt's basement. Matt's hurriedly building a new wall to trap him in, slapping concrete mixture on top of crudely laid bricks and quickly adding more on top. The room is lit by an eerie red light. He reaches to about head height.
Matt!
Matt leaves his building work and climbs the stairs. Sila remains slumped against the wall unconscious, almost but not quite yet walled in. Emma's walking through the carnival at night, looking around anxiously at the wounded and scared people. Eric approaches her.
Samuel said you'd come. Thank God you're here. He needs your help.
He leads her into one of the tents.
Finally, there's a doctor in the house.
What happened?
We were attacked.
You were attacked? By who?
People who don't understand us, Emma. People who fear us. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you're here. You're not just gonna heal me, Emma. You're gonna help us make a new world for ourselves.
She signs, New World.
We'll show them, Emma. We'll show them how great we can be.
Emma looks at him, doubtful and afraid. Peter's at Matt's.
Matt!
Matt opens the door.
Hey, man. Sorry, I was just working downstairs.
It's okay, man. Been a long time.
Yeah, how are you?
Peter grasps his hand.
What?
Siler is here.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about what you're thinking.
You're gonna take him. You can't just take him.
Look, people die, man. Siler has to save them.
Peter, he's a murderer. Hey! Come on, stop. Listen.
He's trapped, Peter. What the hell did you do?
I went inside his head and I trapped him in his worst nightmare. He'll never hurt anyone again.
I have to bring him back.
No. No, you can't do that. You go into his head, you might not come out. Peter! Peter, don't!
Peter!
No! Peter!
Peter puts his hand on Siler's head. Then he's standing in an empty city on a clear, sunny day, surrounded by tall, gleaming office buildings. He takes a few steps forward and looks around.
Matt!
He's completely alone. He vanishes, then reappears. Peter looks up at the buildings.
Hello? Hello?
He walks down the empty street.
Hello?
From above, looking down on Peter in the road. Lauren is still leaning against a tree in the darkness outside the carnival. She takes out her mobile and makes a call. Tracy answers her phone.
Tracy Strauss.
No, Bennett told me to call if anything went wrong.
Tracy thinks for a moment, then lowers the phone from her ear. At the carnival, Lydia's been laid in a trailer, and Samuel sits beside her on the bed. He gently closes her eyes and looks at her for a long moment. Edgar stands at the door and sees Lydia. Shocked, he glances at Samuel, then goes over to her and takes her lifeless hand, pressing it against his face.
I went to Bennett. I thought,
look what they've done. They're so-called normal people.
How can you let this happen?
Samuel takes hold of Edgar's arm, but the two men look away from each other. When Samuel comes out of the trailer, some people waiting outside follow him expectantly as he walks away. Those that he passes watch and gather round as he slows to a stop.
What I did was wrong, I know that. But I was willing to sacrifice myself to protect you. To save this family that we've all come to love. But the outside world has proven once again that people like us will never be accepted. We've all seen it. The eyes of those who come to see our show, dazzled by our abilities,
but filled with revulsion over who we are.
I saw it again yesterday, in that small town over the hill. And today, in the bullets that struck me and murdered our dear Lydia.
Lauren struggles to her feet.
It's time. It's time we put fear behind us. It's time we showed the world what we truly are.
He looks intensely at the people around him. To be continued.
Brand New Heroes continues next Sunday at 10. Coming up on BBC Three, it looks like it could be RIP for the Griffins in Family Guy.